Yes, so my dad's in the back.
Joel Wade, you just made out with him and his father.
Okay, so first time in Israel for this event. We've been doing it in America for many years. Can't believe it's 18 years, which is amazing. I mean, really wild. So for many years, and I guess today as well, every time we come back to the Yard Site for Bernie,
she's not up
here.
She's
got
to go off mute.
So every year you see him, but also kind of like the theme is really to understand Bernie and his legacy. So it's 18 years later and we're still coming together. That's a testament to my Uncle Bernie, and to Bernie Kaplan, to Binyamin Chaim Ben Shmuel Cohen. And so 18 years later, I wanted to focus this time, use a couple of different themes, just to use that as a way to kind of understand like what this draw is, which really still 18 years later, we're coming together to celebrate someone's special life. So it happens to be the context. He passed away, his yahrzeit was Bo Bayom Shavuos, which is Parshas Kisavo. So one of the highlights of the Parsha is Parshas Bikurim. It's also within the midst of Chodesh Elul. We're on the precipice of Rosh Hashanah. And so that also, I think, is important to look at. And I'm making a siyum on Yevamos. So now, how does that going to fit in? Let's see, okay?
You'll figure it out.
Exactly. So now, the thing about...
But don't really, my speech, so...
Okay, it's all about Yevamos. So it's all about Yevamos. So first and foremost, let's talk about Bernie. And at least everybody has their own personal story, I think, and connection, and can explain, you know, what Bernie meant to them. But so one of the things that is in terms of like certain things that are so striking, so Alana mentioned to me, and I guess again this is every year you have a different thing that comes up, but we met someone, actually a friend of ours, and we never knew that he had a very strong affinity to Bernie. Here's someone who married a girl from Staten Island, and he said, "Oh my God, your uncle was amazing. I couldn't get enough of just speaking to him, and his interests were so vast, and his passion for life." And so, I think that idea of the passion for life, and also this idea of his dedication to Chesed, his ability to really always, even till his last days, was always thinking about others. So I said, okay, those are the things. Let's see where we can find that in Parshas Bikurim, Rosh Chodesh El, really leading us into Rosh Hashanah and Yevamos. Okay. So first, right, I was looking at her. I definitely had that in mind.
Getting out of Russia.
Yes.
Worked on it many years.
Yeah. Okay. So in terms of Parshas Bikurim, one of the things that pops out when you think about Parshas Bikurim, if you really stop and think, it's really a crazy idea that you come to Eretz Yisrael, Kisavo al Eretz, when you come to the land, and you have a multi-million dollar crop, and you know you're going to bring a $2 fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really, on the surface, it's kind of a push. It's really embarrassing. Here you got $1 million plus, and you're going to bring a little fruit. At least on the surface, it seems to be a little bit of a question, like how is that appropriate to say thank you? And so obviously that's not what's really going on. What's really going on is this idea that we're dedicating the Reishis. Reishis Bikurim is the first. And the idea that we're saying, okay, I understand this is coming, it's all from Hashem, and therefore I'm going to dedicate the beginning. The Bikurim is the first I'm going to dedicate to Hashem. So Rabbeinu Bachman on the Parsha has a beautiful intro where he says that the theme of this is that when we have our talents, whatever that talent is, the idea is to dedicate that talent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's also the idea of Reishis, the idea that every beginning should be devoted to Hashem, and that we're celebrating the idea of beginnings and firsts. And so it's not a coincidence that you have Bikurim really here right before Rosh Hashanah, because what we're coming to is the idea of this new beginning of the Hatzalah, the beginning of a new year. Every Rishis, there's a beautiful Ramchal, he has a two-page piece on the idea that it's all about Hakol B'Kivoy, it's all about hope. So that the beginning of something is the idea, the start is, we're hoping. We wouldn't start something unless you had very high hopes for it. It's our Kadosh Baruch when we created the world, it was embedded with the idea of hope, and so to Bikurim also. The idea of dedicating the beginning of something is also connecting to the idea of that connection for hope and the idea of aspiring to a great end. And so, Bikurim, Rosh Hashanah, and so this idea of the zest for life, the idea of being, the vitality of being alive is really tied into the idea of Bikurim and Reishis, which very much, when we're talking about Binyamin Chaim, he very much lived that type of life where he was so filled with life. And you know, you go to the Shabbos table, I remember, it was always like, there was so much like excitement and energy because there was this curiosity, like the discussions were always interesting at the Kaplan family's table. And it's done, et cetera. We'll leave it there. Okay, so that's Bikurim and Rosh Hashanah. So now, how do you get to Yibamos? So the idea of Yibam, so one of the other things that the time of here, we start seeing the Devar Hashem Ori. We have the idea that really we're going to Rosh Hashanah, we're not speaking tshuva, but what we're really celebrating is Malchus, the idea of king of royalty, the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMelech. That's Rosh Hashanah. And so now, the 21st of Elul, the yard site, is leading right up to Rosh Hashanah. It's a celebration of Malchus, of making Hashem our king, coronation of Hashem as our king. And so Yevamos, if you think about Malchus based David, so you go back and you look, you notice that there's a pattern. So when you're younger, you'd say there's a lot of weird relationships that led up to the building of Malchus based David. But when you look closer, what's really building the Malchus based David is Yibam. Starts with Yehuda and Tamar. Maybe you want to make there's other earlier ones maybe you can say, but the clear cut one is Yehuda and Tamar. And then we have Rus and Boaz. And so the question is, why is Malchus Beis David built on the mitzvah of Yibam? And so the answer is that when we think about it, and especially it's highlighted in Sefer Rus, is that you have this guy, his name is Pliny Almoni, or that's how he's known for history. And he was worried, he said, I can't do this because my name will be ruined. And so the irony of it is that he ends up becoming John Doe, right? He's Pliny Almoni, his name is forgotten forever. And it's Boaz who steps up to the plate. But the idea of Yibam is actually sacrificing your own personal identity for the other person. And then make him shame, hakim shame. It's like you're going to now give up your own name to allow the person who departed to have their identity be promulgated into the future with the sacrifice of personal identity. So the idea of Malchus, based David, and Malchus Yisrael, is the idea of, when say like an Alpi Kabbalah, less than Megarmi Klum, there's zero of the own personal Megir, but rather the person sacrifices their own identity for that of the Am. So David HaMelech becomes representative, he's all of Israel, right? How so? Because the idea of a Melech is predicated on Yibam, you give up your own personal identity for that of the other, for the Klal, and you become that. You represent the Klal, so to speak. And so here we have Yibam, we have Malchus based David, and so what's amazing is that we say this idea after every Kiddush Levon, we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Chaim, that the David Melech never died, he's alive. And so the idea of Malchus in the way it should be is the idea that when a person is willing to sacrifice themselves for the other, that's something that stands forever. It has a kiyum, it never dies. David Melech saw Chai V'Kayim because of this idea of what a true Melech is, David a Melech, built on this idea of sacrificing personal self for others, that's something that is eternal. And so I thought that very much ties in so well to what, when we talk about Bernie's 18 years later, Chai, and that it's so, like it's like yesterday, you can picture ourselves being with him and his vitality for life, and this dedication for any cause that there was, he would get up and he would do. Why? Because he had that Malchus of Yisrael in his Kishkas, right? So it wasn't a question. He went, and he did. Mamish to the last day, right? He opened up the support group for other people that are suffering.
Called
from
Tikva.
Okay, right? Which is right. So here we have the idea of that here he dies on the precipice of Rosh Hashanah, the time when we celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And so that for a human being to be close to being healed like Melech is to be able to sacrifice your own personal identity, to be able to then, and so this idea of giving for others and to sacrifice self for others is something that's Chai V'Kayim that lives forever. And so we come together 5 years later, and I think from the fact that we're all here together, it's very much so. Bernie is very much Chaim, he's been Yom Chaim, he's very much still with us, he lives with us. And the dedication that he had to giving to others and giving to us, the love and etc., it's very much Chai V'Kayim, he lives on in his family, his grandchildren, and his extended family and friends. And so his should be Yomila Tziyosher for us. And so it's interesting that Yevamos actually ends off with the famous line. It's a couple of different sefers that end off with this line, which is Amar Rabbi Lezer, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim, Marvim Sholom Baom Shenemar, V'chol Banayach Lemidei Hashem, V'rav Sholom Banayach. That Talmidei Chachamim bring Sholom into the world. I heard something beautiful from Rabbi Breidowitz. Why is it that we say Acharei Rav Mahadus, when we come to Paskin Halacha, it's not necessarily that we go with the true thing, but rather we go after the road, we go after the majority. So he said that Rabbi Breidowitz in the Tara was that when it comes to Paskin Halacha, we actually, it's not necessarily on MS Lamito, but it's more based on Shalom. And so therefore, the Rove is what dedicates the majority as opposed to the truth of the thing. And so we see here, the Masechta ends off with this idea of Edus to allow a woman to become able to remarry, so that it's a question of, do you do Risha B'Chakira, etc. And Shalom, the idea that Tamir Chacham and bring Shalom Olam is that they say, okay, when it comes to this situation, we're not going to be, you know, choker, we're going to be a little more lenient on the edus, allow the person to be able to become free to remarry. So Hadron Allah Chaisha Basra V'Slikom Ha Masech Es Yivamos. Hadron Allah Masech Es Yivamos V'Havra Choron Daitech Lach Masech Es Yivamos V'Daitech Lach L'Ozit Nashim Nach Masech Es Yivamos V'Lozit Nashim Enam Dov Amadam Dov Amadam Asi. Hadron Allah Masech Es Yivamos V'Havra Choron Daitech Lach Masech Es Yivamos V'Daitech Lach L'Ozit Nashim Nach Masech Es Yivamos V'Lozit Nashim Enam Love am hadim, love am nasi, hadim lach mesachas yivomus, hadim chalan, daitim lach mesachas yivomus, daitim chalan, lach mesachas yivomus, 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 lach Anu amel mekam sachar vehim amel veinu mekam sachar. Anu ratzim vehim ratzim. Anu ratzim lechayim ava vehim ratzim lever shachas shem ava vehim targin lever shachas anshe dam and mermat lo yechzu yimim v'ani yachdachbach. Yiratam lefanecha adonai elhai kishim shal return lesay mesechas vivamas kin tazrinu lasim mesechas sorim achirim lesaymam lomo olam edishma vlasus lechayim es kodivay samon torotecha torosecha ba'ava lizchus kal kanam ha'amarim v'talmi hacham yamadi lezari Shalom, Samush, Atatur, Mipi, Zarim, Zerazar, Mikadalam. This is Kimbi, this Alecha, Tanche, Osaf, Bishop, Kishma, Alecha, Akisasi, Hisi, Sikha, Kibi, Yuru, Yamecha, Yosipa, the Host, Shnos, Chaim, Arachim, Yuru, Usma, Rosh, Kawad, Nayas, and Maitin, and Nayar, Samava, Shalom.
Yasil,
B'chayecha nov yomecha nov b'chayedocha b'eis Yisrael b'agalav v'zman karev yimrameh Amin Yisrael v'arach v'alav v'yomeh amayah Yisrach v'yisrach v'yisbar v'yisramam v'yisnaseh v'yisadar v'yisalev v'yisalal Shmeh d'kudushah v'rechol V'elam k'avr chasav v'shirasah Tishpachasav v'nechem asad Damiram b'yamav yimrameh Amin Yisrael v'arbonar v'altak tamideh v'akal tamideh samadeh v'akal mandas k'meray esar div v'asrach hadish ha'din v'yuchal asar v'asar
Thank you, beautiful speech. I have the food. Everybody